Well, certainly both were targets for us, and just very pleased with how the board fell, that we were able to add guys that we thought we could get at those positions. And I'm a big believer in building through the lines on both sides. I think you have to run the football to make your skill positions better when you get yourself in manageable down and distance situations. Cam Irving will certainly help us do that. And then on the other side of the ball, I think it's the reverse is true. You got to be able to stop the run. I thought we were exceptional defending the pass a year ago and not very exceptional in defending the run. And feel that we'll even be better when we can force teams into very tough passing situations. That's where you get your sacks and your turnovers. And I think Shelton Danny will be a big part of that, a big piece of that puzzle.
The size and the strength are obvious. I think what people are discounting, the guy's agile and nimble. I mean, he played over 90 snaps in several games, 90-plus tackles, 9 sacks. You see him making plays outside the numbers for a 350-pound man. You watch the tape, you can see his production and his performance. You can see him running, making plays, playing behind the line of scrimmage, and demonstrating that he's capable of making plays in every capacity.
It was funny because Anthony Weaver said tonight, he said the very first guy he watched was Danny Shelton. And he's like, wow, this guy's pretty good. And then it was kind of all downhill after that. He was the best one he had watched. So he was a guy right out of the gate that we had targeted. We knew after Indianapolis that there was a chance that he could potentially slide because of some of the measurable stuff that the 40 speed. That's not something that we were concerned with, especially after he watched the film. He doesn't play to that speed, and the college coaches that have gone against him, I know, have all made the comment that they're glad he's gone. So he's gone against elite competition and played well, and he's I think he's an example of you believe the tape more than you believe the stopwatch or the tape measure.
Cam Irving is, you talked about the versatility. Just how impressive is it for a guy to kind of move seamlessly from tackle to center like he was able to do?
Again, another rare feat for a young man that's never played center to take snaps, make calls, and really galvanize and solidify a unit that had some issues in the interior, which is why they moved him. And inevitably, you got to showcase more and more of what he could do. Playing left tackle at Florida State was also good, and he played some of the better pass rushers that you'll see in this draft, whether it's Vic Beasley, whether it's Eli Harold. He played against those guys, and you can see his athleticism and his ability to translate to the National Football League rather easily.
The nice part about him is he's a jack of all trades, master of several. I mean, he's just not a guy that can whose flexibility is his only strength. I mean, he's good at he could play left tackle, he could play right tackle, he could play either guard, he could play the center spot. So. Very much looking forward to getting him here and seeing where he can fit in with our group.